Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, there's been a lot of talk and some political movement toward defunding Planned Parenthood. Maybe a bright spot there, a little silver lining on a cloud. The House voted to overturn a rule that banned states from denying federal funds to abortion providers. That would include Planned Parenthood. Is this a necessary first step? Carol Tobias joins us to talk about this move by the House. She's president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C., and a regular guest. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Is this a necessary first move toward the banning of federal funds? 500 million dollars to Planned Parenthood?
Well, the money that we've been talking about for quite a while about taking away from Planned Parenthood is actually through Medicaid reimbursement programs. The measure that the House voted on yesterday is dealing with Title 10, which is family planning funds. Several states have said that their family planning funds, which are part federal and part state, are supposed to be, you know, going to be used for family planning purposes. And Planned Parenthood has been able to get that funding across the country. But several states started saying, no, wait a minute. We have community health centers and we have our own county health departments that could use this money. So we're going to give it to them instead of Planned Parenthood. Well, the federal Department of Health and Human Services decided that wasn't going to happen, that this family planning money had to go to Planned Parenthood. So after the election, when President Obama knew that Mr. Trump was coming in as president, he had Health and Human Services put forward a new rule that said states cannot prevent the giving of these funds to Planned Parenthood. So this is just an effort to reverse that rule so that the states can now start limiting or deciding where that money is going to go.
So this was just kind of sounds almost like a futile effort here on the part of the Obama administration to keep in place or to safeguard money that would be going to directly to abortion, in essence.
It sounds like it, but I have a feeling they weren't aware of a 20-year-old rule that says when a federal agency promulgates a rule, Congress has 60 legislative days to issue a resolution of disapproval, which is what the House did yesterday. They said, we don't approve of this latest rule. It only takes a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate, and then a signature by the president. Well, we now have a president who will sign this bill. So the Congress is just saying we're going to nullify the rule that the Health and Human Services Department issued just in the last few weeks. And the great thing about it is that as part of this law, the Congressional Review Act, the agency in the future at any time may not come back with a rule of similar substance.
So it's really a win.
This is putting a halt on family planning funds going to Planned Parenthood if that's what the states desire.
All right. What will this mean in fact? How much do abortion providers depend on taxpayer money, either at the federal level or at the state level?
Well, the Title X funds are now more than $300 million a year that are sent to the states. The states then usually add some of their own funding as well, and then they give it out to the various programs. And actually, about 25% of that has been going to Planned Parenthood. So that will cut a big chunk of money out of their resources, and they can get that money up front to hire staff, you know, put out new advertising, whatever they want to do. It's just to help them to promote, you know, their family planning programs, which, you know, does, of course, include birth control. What we are looking at on a federal level through a budget reconciliation of just defunding Planned Parenthood through the Medicaid program is well over $400 million, closer to $500.
Okay, and that would be almost, because it's often cited that Planned Parenthood gets about $500 million a year in federal funds. Is that the same kind of money we're talking about here?
Well, I believe that the $500 million is closer to a total of what Planned Parenthood gets. So a chunk of that, which could be close to $70, $75 million, is Title X family planning funding that would be addressed by the rule passed by the House yesterday. So we're looking at, you know, somewhere more than $400,000 that would be directly affected through the Medicaid program, which I expect to be have cut off through the budget reconciliation bill.
What does this tell you, this move and then other legislative moves that were less fruitful during the Obama administration? What does it tell you about the complexion of the U.S. House of Representatives on the issue of all kinds of funding going from state to abortion providers?
Well, we are fortunate in that there are a few different measures, like the Congressional Review Act, the budget reconciliation, that only require majority support in the Senate. Some more measures are that it would be a little more difficult to pass can be filibustered in the Senate, which they certainly would by Chuck Schumer and his pro-abortion allies on the Democratic side. But I think what it tells us is that pro-life people decided enough is enough. They got out and voted in November, and we are now seeing the fruits of all those efforts. We have members of Congress who are strongly pro-life. They don't want our tax money going to agencies that kill unborn children. We have a president who agrees and is going to sign any measure that does come his way along those lines. So I think that just, you know, should give us great energy and excitement, understanding that we are making a difference. And I truly believe we are going to see unborn children protected even more in the future by these acts.
With only a minute here, how do you respond to someone, and this is often put forward, you know, Carol, that by cutting off funds to Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers, either through Title X, through Medicare and things like that, we are reducing the quality of women's health care. What's your response with about a minute?
The dollar amount doesn't change. What changes is who gets the money. The money from Title X or through the Medicaid programs will go to community health centers, county health departments, county health hospitals and clinics, places that actually offer a comprehensive medical services, not just abortion and family planning. So I think this is actually better for our women, for our children, for our families. More money will be available through services that are comprehensive, full-service medical providers. This is a good thing for our families.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life. You can find a link to them and their good work at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carol, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Ted.
In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Peter Burfeind about Gnosticism and white male privilege. Why is it, and I felt like this before, but it seems even more so, why is it that I often look out my window on American culture, and I get the distinct impression that being white, being male, and especially being a Christian is somehow a sin? We're going to talk about that and Gnosticism with Pastor Peter Burfeind in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., and play Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Stay tuned for Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service, every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is. 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep. Scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.